Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Nursing homes across Ireland are this week preparing for the rollout of our COVID-19 vaccination programme. Health Minister Stephen Donnelly plans to give people in the country's 580 nursing homes their first doses by the end of January, with 25 nursing homes and 20 hospitals getting access to the vaccine by the end of the week. But two nursing homes that were due to begin the rollout of their vaccines today, Raheny Community Nursing Unit and Hollybrook Lodge Nursing Home in Dublin, had to defer the process. In a moment, we'll hear from Sarah Lennon, who's Executive Director of Sage Advocacy. But first, our reporter Della Kilroy today spoke to nursing homes preparing to receive some of their first vaccinations.
My name is Laura Sheridan. I'm the Director of Nursing in May Park House Nursing Home. We're due to receive the vaccinations for all our residents and staff here on Thursday. We have to submit a template with all of our data, all the residents' data, and then we have to obtain consent from all the residents and staff. We've had a fridge delivered from the HSC, a pharmaceutical fridge, and that's been installed here this morning. We're going to have three areas set up, an administration area, a vaccination area, and an observation area. So we're anxious that it's done in a very safe manner.
My name is Valerie Ryan, and I'm calling from Curlaw Nursing Home in Kildare. Delighted to be one of the first nursing homes in the country to be vaccinated. Our date is Thursday, the 7th of January. They start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we hope to be finished by 5.
What will the procedure look like?
We've actually four vaccination stations set up. The vaccination team are going to come in to the nursing home. They're going to do it in our dining room, and then again on day 21, and then they're coming on a third date then just to ensure that everybody is vaccinated appropriately.
Yeah, I'm Vicky McDwyer, the registered proprietor of Esker Lodge. So rollout is scheduled for 7th and 8th of January, which is this Thursday and Friday. They talk about the fact that there's about 55 different pieces of information that we need to gather, from date of birth, PPS number, address. I mean, obviously, we have a lot of that information. It's just collating it quickly for the HSE, which is one of the things we've been working on today.
Do you anticipate there could be any delays, or what might happen if, for example, there's a COVID-19 outbreak in the nursing facility?
Right now, we are COVID clear, and we're working very, very hard to stay that way. But obviously, with the rates of COVID cases in the community, it's extremely concerning for our residents, our staff and all their families, and for the nursing home sector in general. So I would be, you know, anxious that we would be able to proceed as planned on the 7th and the 8th.
My name is Anne Walpole. I'm the Director of Nursing in Tinney Park Nursing Home in Kilkenny. For us, we're a little bit fortunate that we're the first, but we're a little bit unfortunate because the IT system isn't actually up and running yet. So all ours are going to have to be done paper-based. So it is going to be time-consuming, and to make sure that everything is correct, people's details, and I suppose most importantly, their consent and their understanding.
Assumpta McMahon, you're Director of Nursing in Regina House in County Clare. How many staff and residents will be vaccinated this week?
We have 22 residents to be vaccinated and 49 staff. Then today we have our fridge in place, and we had to perform, get consent forms completed, which we have given out to both residents and their families, and have them informed, and we're in the process of getting the completed forms back. Our initial phase begins on Thursday, with the second injection to be given in approximately 3 weeks' time. I think everyone is very excited about it, delighted to be one of the first units to get the vaccine. There's a very uplifting feeling now that we are getting it. There's an increase in morale. You know, it has been a very tough year, and it's something that's helping us to look forward and feel we have a brighter year to look forward to.
And that was Assumpta McMahon, Director of Nursing in Regina House in Clare, ending that report from Della Kilroy. Executive Director of Sage Advocacy, Sarah Lennon, joins me now. And you're welcome to the programme, Sarah. I should tell people Sage Advocacy provides support and advocacy for vulnerable adults in Ireland. Can you tell me what you've been hearing from the families of the people you represent, Sarah?
Good evening. I think what we're hearing is that it's a long anticipated moment. It's momentous. I think for older people, especially nursing home residents, it does represent the light at the end of a very dark and scary tunnel. And while we know it's a marathon we're engaging in now with the vaccination and not a sprint, there is some anxiety, I think, among family members that the vaccination is rolled out as quickly as possible without delay. And there is some concerns about what would happen if there was to be an outbreak in a nursing home.
And this deferral of the vaccination, the commencement of the vaccination programme in two of the centres in Dublin today, has that caused anxiety, I wonder, among the families that you represent? Are you fielding an awful lot of calls on that?
There's been a substantial number of calls through to our phone lines in Sage Advocacy today. And yeah, hearing that the vaccination programme hasn't commenced on time will cause some anxiety. As I said earlier, we do know that this is a marathon we're engaging in now. But we are very aware of the impact that the virus will have if it gets into a nursing home, if somebody contracts it. So I think every day that we miss on the programme is a day really where somebody may be exposed to this quite lethal virus.
And what are you telling families who call you looking for information?
We're telling people to keep an eye on, I suppose, the information that's provided by the HSE. We encourage really good communication between nursing homes and their residents and their family members where that's appropriate. And I think, you know, good communication is the key to all of this. As I said earlier, there's no clarity at the moment, and this is really the biggest source of anxiety among family members in particular, that if there was an outbreak in a nursing home, would that derail the timetable? We do need clarity on that, and Sage is looking to get that clarity. As things stand, our understanding is that if there's an outbreak or an individual with COVID-19, that individual can't receive the vaccine, but that it shouldn't really derail the vaccination programme for the rest of the residents.
The Minister of Health, Stephen Donnelly, was on the News at One today, and he was asked by Brian Dobson about the Raheny Lodge and Hollybrook and the deferral of the commencement of the vaccine programme there. And he said he wasn't going to speak about individual nursing homes or their situations. Do you think the communication has been clear enough?
I think there's a lot to be done to improve the communication. I think, you know, the example of the deferral, for example, the reasons for that. So why has that been derailed? You heard from the piece that preceded me coming on air. There's a lot of administration. There's things that need to be done around getting consent, and there's a lot of paperwork involved. So there may be a very straightforward reason. Unfortunately, without that information, people will speculate that there's a bigger issue at play.
55 pieces of information required before to start the vaccine programme for residents. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't. It doesn't surprise. Doesn't surprise me. I think, in particular, the issue of consent is a really big one. In Ireland, there's no legislative framework to govern how a decision around any medical treatment or care is made by a person who lacks capacity, because the legislation to govern that hasn't been commenced yet. So there's a lot of policy work that needs to be done. There's procedures that need to be followed where there's concern over maybe somebody's capacity to give consent to the vaccine itself. So we do have, I suppose, extra steps that maybe other countries don't have to go through because maybe of our lack of preparedness in some respects.
Can I ask you briefly, finally, before we finish up, do you have any idea as to when visiting restrictions in nursing homes will be lifted? I mean, especially now, there must be doubt about it given the rise in COVID figures.
Definitely, and it is a big concern. At level 5, there is, I suppose, provision for one visit per fortnight on compassionate grounds. But to get back to, I suppose, the level of visiting that people would want to be at, we would be looking at making sure that there was a substantial portion of nursing home residents vaccinated. If there are delays to the vaccination programme, that will, of course, have a very significant impact on people's capacity to actually visit those nursing homes.
OK, well, Sarah Lennon, we'll leave it there. Executive Director of Sage Advocacy, thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening.